Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. Stars and stripes, an eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition of the program today. Beautiful day. That's a great summer. Loving that. Will you be on the boat this weekend at all, Kevin?
Oh, I'll be on the boat, and yeah, be on the boat. Well, we have company coming. You know, this is the time of year when, you know, the calendar fills up if you have a place on the water.
Right.
So,
you know, have you ever noticed anything when I'm out cruising in the pontoon, I never see a Biden flag?
Yeah. I don't. Well, you know why that is.
I don't, actually.
Well, a gentleman named Buddy Brown actually broke this down beautifully.
Okay.
He was talking about why you never see a... you never see a Biden flag in a boat parade.
It turns out that liberals get mad if you own a boat. The reason for this might surprise you is because they get resentful of hard workers because we remind them of everything they were meant to be. Do you remember when AOC said, I've noticed everyone who owns a boat seems to be conservative? I'm like, yeah, that's because there's no government program that gives away boats. You have to work for a boat. That's why you never see left-wing flags in a boat parade.
Oh.
Never. Because boats were meant for winners. Zipping across the water, 250 horsepower, cold beer in your hand, wind in your face. Everyone that thinks that someone else should provide luxuries for you in life, y'all can stay right there where you belong. On the shoreline.
There you go.
Wow, right there.
Buddy Brown, follow him on, subscribe to his YouTube channel. He's got a new song out called Everything is Gay in June. Because, you know, it's Pride Month. That going on.
Right. Gay could mean...
Yeah, it's a good song. Here's a little bit of his effort.
If y'all didn't know it, I'll explain it to you. You're all right-wing bigots if you're not into dudes. We get 55 emails each day before noon, reminding us all that everything's gay in June.
There you go. You love him.
Oh.
He's great. He's really it's funny. I just saw on my Twitter feed, the Twins, the Minnesota Twins, are all excited about Pride Month. They got the mascot and a big colorful flag, and it's all so exciting.
I can't figure out why there's a Veterans Day and a Pride Month.
Oh, yeah, well, there's that.
Yeah, I'm still wondering on that. I'm back on that for sure. Hey, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here. A topic that has come up often on this program related to Donald Trump was asked by Sean Hannity of him last night. I don't know that I've ever heard him ask some version of this. You'll hear Sean's question in a second here. But the question basically was, why don't you tone it down? If you just toned it down a little bit, you'd get more folks. You know, you'd get more votes. And I want you to listen to his answer and tell me whether he's got it right or not. Okay? So here's Hannity. There's last night, in case you missed this, Fox News town hall on the Hannity program in Iowa last night with Donald Trump for the full hour. And I watched every second of it so I could find the highlights to share with you, and this is one of them. I want you to listen for Trump's answer and critique it, okay?
I've asked you this question before, and it comes up a lot. People know that I've interviewed you all these years. I've known you almost 30 years. And people ask me and say to him, why does he have to fight so hard? Why doesn't he pick his fights a little more? Why does he have to call people names? And the only reason I think this is an important question is because these, I think everyone here tonight is likely voting for you, right? So, however, it's going to come down to those people that maybe are in the middle a little more. And the argument that they make to me is, if he would just tone it down a hair, stop a little of the name calling. Hang on. I said it's their question. Leave me alone.
All right. Very interesting reaction from the crowd, first of all, right? Because this is obviously people at Trump Town Hall like Donald Trump.
They're clearly MAGA extreme Republican MAGA people.
They want to make America great again.
You freaked Karen right out right there.
Right. So, but they're not having this question. Right. I find that interesting. More Sean's question here.
All right. That it might help you with swing voters in that are needed for you to get over the finish line. It's already hard enough electoral vote-wise for a Republican to win. What do you say to them?
Okay, you ready? And I say this to everybody. I won an election. It was unprecedented. We beat somebody that supposedly had it made, and, you know, they probably did things in that election, too. They were shocked. But I came into office, and from the day I got in, I was under siege by people that have been in Washington for many years, put in there by many different presidents. In most cases, people that were against me, like, they spied on my campaign. They did all sorts of things. I was under investigation and under siege, and so were my people. And if I wasn't tough, I wouldn't be here right now, I guarantee you that. If I didn't fight back, I wouldn't be here. What they did was so bad, and they've been caught. Now, so far, nothing's happened to them of consequence. We had an Attorney General, Bill Barr, who didn't have the courage to fight. He just didn't have the courage. He was a nice man, but he didn't have the courage. He lost his courage when they wanted to impeach him. They said, we're going to impeach Bill Barr. They didn't even know why. There was no reason to impeach him. He didn't do anything wrong. But he didn't have the courage. We need courage in this country, or we're going to lose our country.
All right. So what Donald Trump is defining as courage is this, I guess, toughness, right? And the need to fight back. So what do you make of his answer? Tell me at 271-1100. The question's asked by many. You hear it all the time from everybody. I'm more interested in what you think of the answer from Donald Trump. And obviously, the Donald Trump fans in the audience, they agree with him more than they agree with Sean on that question. Tell me what you think. 271-1100, little open phone Friday. Fun today on What's on Your Mind, or text us at 237-1590. Kev, you said this many times, some version of Hannity's question. What do you make of his answer?
Well, keeping it in, it all depends on which punch he throws. You know, right now I think he's throwing punches, and they're all this infighting, like you call it, a circular firing squad. I don't think that's good for anybody. I just think they should stop that all. But, you know, when he takes a shot at D.C., when he takes a shot at you know, Shifty Schiff, things like that, you know, that I love that. That's what the people are cheering on and calling the swamp out for what it is. But there are some people in the mushy middle. That's why they're mushy. Well, I mean,
is he name calling?
Why does he have to be so mean and more presidential? And even as much as I love it and that crowd loved it, those are the things that you have to mediate when you're in that arena. You have to, because you're never hurt by what you don't say. He doesn't have to say that. What he has to say is on point with the policies and the fixes and the remedies and the solutions.
I think you're saying
something. But, you know, when he ventures into there, he can be hurt by saying that with people that don't like the thing to be so mean.
I think
those are the, you got to attract those.
You're saying some version of this. He can be tough. He can fight back, but he should he should not just, you know, just absolutely, you know, carpet bomb everybody.
If it was me, I would tell him to attack the system. Don't attack the person. I mean, you can we know who the people are. You can go, but attack the system. You know, criticize the system because the system's completely broken. I mean, all of it, and that's the swamp. That's what he went on in 16. Drain the swamp.
I mean, nobody wants Donald Trump to be George W. Bush or, you know, Barack Obama.
Oh, no, right.
You know, he's just totally vanilla. He is who he is.
Oh, I love him for it.
But the question is, can he do it a little bit smarter? And basically he's saying, no, I'm doing what I'm doing. And that's how he demonstrates the fact that he's a fighter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So does he have it right?
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time in the ring. I mean, whether a boxing ring or an MMA ring, you go with a fight plan. And all of a sudden, after the first round, the plan you have, your opponent is bringing a whole new technique or a whole new dimension to this fight. Now you got to adjust your game. And if you want the win.
So 271-1100, does he need to adjust the game or is he right to stay the course? Tell us next.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our friends at the University of Mary are committed to supporting members of our armed forces with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, UMary's military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today online.umary.edu/military. Online, that's online.edu. Online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military. They are the best. They are just the ever-loving best. Great, great folks. And, of course, they make it so easy for you to be a student from anywhere and take advantage of that. So please do. Let's see here. Texter says, courage is what is needed to clear out the swamp. He's the only one that will do it. All right. Trump's crushing everyone. I just wish he'd change. Now, this is an argument for the general election.
That's good.
Not for the Republican nomination. And you can hear that in the crowd. Listen to this.
If he would just tone it down a hair, stop a little of the name-calling. Hang on. I said it's their question. Leave me alone. All right. That it might help you with swing voters in that are needed for you to get over the finish line. It's already hard enough electoral vote-wise for a Republican to win. What do you say to them?
Okay, you ready? And I say this to everybody. I won an election. It was unprecedented. We beat somebody that supposedly had it made, and, you know, they probably did things in that election, too. They were shocked. But I came into office, and from the day I got in, I was under siege by people that have been in Washington for many years, put in there by many different presidents, in most cases people that were against me. Like, they spied on my campaign. They did all sorts of things. I was under investigation and under siege, and so were my people. And if I wasn't tough, I wouldn't be here right now, I guarantee.
If I wasn't tough, I wouldn't be here right now. He is unapologetic about anything in the way of his demeanor. And clearly, in Iowa, with a very informed electorate of Republican voters that are there, they agree, love it 100%. To this Texter's point, Trump's crushing everyone. I just wish he'd change, mocking the fact that he should not change. I think crushing everyone is a fair description of what's happening right now in the Republican Party primary battle, but we're talking about November. We're talking about, you know, what arguably will be a very tough race. If Joe Biden keeps falling, I don't know, maybe it won't be so tough, but...
Oh,
that was ugly. That was ugly. Texter says he did not answer the question. You can say all... I don't get this. He did not answer the question. You can say all this, all he says without saying what he does. Send those texts in English, if you would. That would be helpful. Thank you. His results speak for themselves. If my kids want a softer landing, they talk to mom.
Yeah, okay.
Funny. 701-271-1100 to weigh in on this. You can text us, too, at 701-237-1590. That's from the Hannity Town Hall last night. I just mentioned the fall, and this is, I don't know. I can't watch that and not say that should have everybody concerned. You know, and this is his fourth fall.
This was a bad one.
That's actual audio of the fall right there from the Air Force Academy. Yeah. Can I hear that one more time just to get an idea how bad it was?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, and you never know when you're going to all of a sudden you're walking across the stage and there's a... Ooh. There's a sandbag right there.
That's going to be blue in the morning.
That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
Actually, all kidding aside, this is bad. I mean, you could tell that was not a fit. What did they use when they did his health evaluation? A vibrant. He's vibrant. We got a vibrant. That was confused, unable to. I would imagine he would have needed his life alert badge if no one was there to help him up. You mean Mrs. Fletcher there, I've fallen and I can't get up. I mean, that's the reality of what we're apparently being run by here.
And it'll be interesting to see if this has any impact on the polling. Texter just said notes that Trump is up 7 points on Biden, which he is in a poll. And, you know, I don't know. If I'm a Democrat and I'm a Joe Biden fan, I'm going to be honest with myself and say this is not good. And this is not what we want to project in the upcoming election. It's a little tough. 701-271-1100 to weigh in. You can text us, too, at 237-5090. Another listener, there's no way in heck you can convince me that Biden got over 80 million honest votes in the last election. You just sit there and
well, he didn't.
Weep.
There's no way that he didn't. We know he didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
There was too much going on in too many states.
Scott says, Gail, I agree with what Trump gave as an answer. If you look at the Facebook post, these people are politicians. They're posting that hate Trump and hate us. They're no better. But they want to make it look like it bothers them, and it's a chance to complain. Interesting take, basically saying most of the outrage is coming from people who wouldn't vote for Trump on a bet anyway. Gotcha. Another listener, Biden's fall is just a bigger green light for China to take Taiwan. Talk about weak and embarrassing. I agree. I agree that there's no way you can spin this to say it isn't going to come with the consequence of how we're viewed by the world and our adversaries. I completely agree with you. I do. Another listener said, as much as we need President Trump back in the White House, it won't happen until there are drastic changes to our election process. As far as I'm concerned, all this election posturing is a waste of time.
I don't think it is yet. From everything I said, I just saw another thing from the Lindell Legal Fund that Mike, you know, Mike's raising, has raised millions of dollars. He's defending a big part of the Kerry Lake process. There's wins happening.
Yeah, and
there really is. There is wins. It's mucky. It's slow.
I would also add,
it's ugh, but there are wins.
That COVID was responsible
yes,
for a lot of it.
Yes, big time.
And, and those COVID
that's
rules,
a lot of the wins.
COVID rules are gone.
The mail-in deal, yeah.
James and Cavalier, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, James.
Hi there. I don't think Trump needs to change at all. I heard you say something earlier about the soccer moms. These suburban soccer moms need to take a page out of Trump's playbook, and they need to toughen up. They need to thicken their skin a little bit. And when supposedly they're the ones that put Biden over the top this last time, they need to come out for Trump, vote, so they can at least afford to put gas in their vehicle to get their kids to soccer.
Great point, James. You know, Mama Bears protect their cubs, right? And they'll do anything to protect their cubs. I want them to feel as strongly about protecting their country and protecting that as they do
exactly.
Their kids.
That's what I was just going to say. Thank you. Yeah. And as far as Biden and his condition, it's not his condition that's hurting the country. It's the policy, his policies. He could be doing the moonwalk there up on that stage, and it wouldn't change things. It's his policy.
I love it. James, call again. That was a dandy. James and
Kathleen. I want to see that.
What's on your mind?
Thanks, James.
Jim and Moorhead, you're on deck. Stand by. We'll get to you coming up. Others is welcome as well at 701-271-1100. Text us at 237-1590. This is What's On Your Mind, Friday edition. Don't go away.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. With just days to spare before the deadline for the nation to face financial default, the Senate approved bipartisan legislation to lift the debt ceiling last night. It cleared the chamber in a 63-36 vote. On Wednesday, the bill, the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023, passed the House by a bipartisan vote of 314-117. The bill now heads to the president's desk for his signature. Presidential candidate Donald Trump, in a town hall setting last night on Fox News, claims the double standard of the Justice Department and FBI is destroying America's faith in the judicial branch of government. A James Webb Telescope image this week of Saturn's moon Enceladus is blasting a plume of water 6,000 miles high. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
PetroServe USA has some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience waiting for you on this Friday. Oh, boy. We're talking about barbecue pulled pork, mac and cheese, 45th Street, Fargo. Meatballs in Euland today at PetroServe USA. Glendon has lasagna. The MP Avenue location, downtown Fargo, tater tot hot dish. Orange chicken at the 12th Avenue I-29 location. They have great food there. And I'm telling you about the home cooking and grab-and-go specials, but they have all kinds of great food there. I mean, great choices. 12th Avenue and I-29, Beef Stroganoff or Country Fried Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Harwood, and Valley City, Fish or Bacon Cheeserburger Hot Dish today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Jim in Moorhead, you're next to 293-9000. Go ahead, Jim. Oh, it's a WDOI number.
Yeah, you're
sorry, the number is 271-1100. 271-1100. Go ahead,
old
Jim.
Habits.
Yeah, die hard.
Oh, okay. So you're asking about Trump toning it down. I guess what I see is most of the problem with the elections isn't negative campaigning, but it's campaigning where we don't learn the truth about where people stand, what they stand for, what their past is. With Trump, you know what you're getting. With anybody else, and that includes DeSantis and includes everybody else on the list, both sides, you don't know what you're getting. They won't come out and tell you their true feelings, and to me, they're all of them are more susceptible to being taken down once they get into office, because of their past stands, whatever. Bring everything up, get it out in the open. And when I voted for president, I never voted for a pastor of my church. I was voting for somebody to run the country. And yeah, I don't talk the way he does, but he is who he is, and I like to know that I'm getting what I'm getting.
Now, great point, Jim. You're essentially, saying, hey, he's an open book, and who else is an open book in politics? So it's a good,
right,
interesting take, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Sure, you bet. Appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you. Jamie on the road, you're next, 271-1100 on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, I drive a truck, and I've been up into Canada quite a bit lately. I pulled into this one place to get a load, and the guy is sitting there wearing a Trump 2024 hat. Anyway, we had this conversation, and the Canadians, they think the same way we do. Biden is nothing but a joke. And as far as Trump toning it down, You know what you're getting when you talk to him. That's
be who he is. That's who he is, I guess, right?
That's as far as, yep. I got a little traffic here, so.
No problem, Jamie. Well, great story. I love that the guy's wearing a Trump 2024 hat in Canada. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's priceless. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it very much. Speaking of Biden, I'm not sure why you're so critical of him. Listen to this.
By the way, I met with who are those guys that fly over shortly?
Pilots. Those would be pilots, sir?
You heard of them, haven't you? Three of them are women.
I forgot the word pilots.
And why'd you say guys? What's wrong with you, sir?
Can't make it up.
You need to know the pronouns.
Brent and Buxton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. I was calling in, kind of change the subject a little bit here. In Bismarck this morning, they're having a rally of people protesting against the carbon pipeline. They also got a meeting, I guess, or something, a deal where you can go in and talk, but I'm guessing the line to do that would be pretty long. But, I guess the carbon deal, I don't support it. I think it's a waste of money. That's pretty obvious. We don't really have money to waste. I don't understand why, you know, as a private business owner, I can't just spend. And then go and spend some more. You know, my bank would stop that in a heartbeat. They'd say, look, your account's overdrawn by $1 million. How can you keep going out and buying more and more? So, yeah, I know that stuff is a customer of yours and whatnot. That's just a big waste of money that we don't have to waste, along with a lot of other stuff going on.
Well, who do you think's paying for it?
Well, the American taxpayers paying for it.
No, that's not the case. I mean, there is an enormous investment in that thing. And while it obviously takes tax credits, 45Q being a prime example, to be able to get it, that's no different than, oil companies being able to deduct their drilling costs, you know. So, I mean, that's just tax treatment in the country. I think, you know, here's my deal on the whole carbon storage thing. There's a train coming down the tracks, and it is looking us dead in the eye, and it's woke, and I don't agree with it, but it's this environmental social governance, ESG, and we're forced as a state that has an enormous amount of energy production to either say, we're going to come up with a solution to what they say the problem is, so we can continue to do what we do, or we're going to get run over and not have an energy industry. And that's why I think this solves a problem that we didn't create, but that we have to play by those rules. That's why I think it's a good idea.
Who's they? Who's the train? The government? Or the ESG people? The
ESG movement.
EPA,
yeah,
whoever?
Yeah,
whatever.
I mean, the government and, you know,
ugh,
all of Wall Street, you know, I mean, there's a lot of entities in North Dakota that require Wall Street financing, big, you know. Same thing with the oil industry. So what were you going to say, Brent?
Well, it's kind of foolish. They want to do this carbon capture in order to sell our ethanol to the West Coast, who wants rid of all types of fuels that burn like that. I don't know where they intend to get their electricity now that they've started taking out all their hydroelectric dams, which is one of probably the cleanest way to make electricity. But we're bowing down to produce ethanol for that market, where we could just say, well, you don't want our ethanol, don't buy it. That would drive prices down even further for our gas in the Midwest. You know, if the East Coast and West Coast doesn't want it, don't buy it. We're not playing that game. And the farmers could grow soybeans instead of corn if all of a sudden the price of corn starts going down to where they can't afford it. It's really foolish because a farmer grows a field of corn, and many, many, many semi-loads of corn come off of that field. Whereas if a farmer grows a field of soybeans, only a few semis come off of that field. So these semis are emitting pollution. So they haul it. They have to dry the corn. They have to haul it to Castleton. All the carbon coming out of the stacks of them trucks, it really mitigates the benefit of turning around and capturing it off the smokestack of the factory.
Yeah, I think the numbers you're talking about, though, are 80-20, the stack versus the trucks. And I don't like being in the business of telling farmers what they can plant, you know. The government may try at some point.
Absolutely not. No, they're free to... Yeah, they're free to plant whatever they want, but it's the profits and the prices what drives what they plant. There used to be pretty rare to see a cornfield around this area, you know, 20 years ago or more, where you see an awful lot of cornfields now, which is...
I think that's a good thing.
...driven by preventive plants.
I think that's a good thing. Ethanol plants pay a good salary. There's a lot of people. It's a value add. I think it's a good way to go. Brent, appreciate your call. Others waiting here, so I'm going to get going. Eric in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I thought I heard this the other day, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that Summit Carbon Solutions was basically coming onto people's land uninvited and doing surveys and the farmers or the ranchers, whatever land they were on, didn't want them there. And that was in South Dakota and North Dakota. And then
there's a loud opposition.
They're armed guards.
Yeah, here's what's kind of sad in this whole deal. There's a very loud, small but loud opposition to this. And so I normally don't take everything
in opposition really to it.
Oh, that's, I mean, to the pipeline?
I really haven't heard any opposition to it, really. I mean, I'm not really. You know, they talk about safety and everything, but I don't think people care about safety. I think they understand the farce of carbon sequestration. It's a joke. I mean, it's just a moneymaker. I don't agree with that at all. I think it's based on a farce. And by the way, you know, we are carbon too, you know. So
exactly.
I just disagree with it. And anyway, so I'm getting off on a tangent here, but my point was, I heard that they're going on to people's land, and those types of news stories are being ignored. So,
yeah, I don't know that anybody would ignore ignore those news stories. I, first of all, if you are in the business of needing landowners to grant you easements to build a pipeline, the last thing you would do is what you just described as happening. So I think I go back to the loud and small opposition. They're saying these things are happening. When you say you heard it, that's probably who you're hearing it from. In reality, it's not happening. And if it was happening, they wouldn't be getting easements for the pipeline. They it's counterintuitive to what they're trying to accomplish.
I don't think they're getting as many easements as they need. I really don't, but. You know, maybe it's wrong. I guess we'll see what, you know.
Yeah, I think they're at 70%. I think they're at 70% of the easements. I should say it this way. I believe 70% of the pipeline has the easements needed. So they're pretty close to getting it done. And again, if you're working with landowners, you can't pull the stuff you're talking about. They'd boot you off, and they should boot you off if anything like that happens. Appreciate it, Eric. Thank you. Mike in Fargo wants to weigh in on this, too. When we come back on What's on Your Mind, 271-1100, 271-1100, give us a call.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman Counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Winoska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger Counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Best meme of the day. You ready, Kev?
Yeah.
There's a walker.
Okay.
And below the walker, and there's a walker with a presidential seal on it. It says Walk Force One. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I have to laugh.
Bring on the memes.
You gotta laugh.
Memes make my life. I love them. I love them. I love them. I love them. All right. Let's see. 11 before the top of the hour. Brought to you today by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They're at Valley City and in Bismarck. And they are wonderful people to do business with. I'm telling you what, it's fantastic. I love my Chevy Silverado 1500. That thing is, I got a High Country. What is this one? A 2021, I think. And it's fantastic. In fact, yesterday the little storm rolled through Fargo. It was rough. I mean, all the interstate pulled over or went to a dead stop because the winds were blowing so hard. I was on the overpass, really getting the brunt of the winds, and it's like, it's just a little tap on the shoulder. Nothing to it. That's a Chevy. Absolutely the best of the best. I'll drive one till I die. Chevy truck. Join me. PucklichValleyCity.com, PucklichValleyCity.com. Mike in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, the question was asked, who's paying for the pipeline? Who's paying for it is all of us. It was a part of Joe Biden's and AOC's Green New Energy deal, $2 billion for North Dakota to build this pipeline. That who's paying for it is our grandchildren. And it took 60 votes to get over the finish line, and which meant 10 Republicans and both of our senators, Holden and Kramer, were part of that AOC's, Joe Biden's Green New Energy bill that pushed this thing over the top. And that's who's paying for it, is all of us.
Yeah, quickly.
$2 billion from the federal government.
Couple quick things. One, the federal government is not funding this with dollars to build it. There is the tax credits that make it possible, but that's available to anybody, and that's typical our tax code. We incentivize things. Nobody's writing a check to Summit Carbon Solutions to build a pipeline. That's not accurate. Second of all, there were two infrastructure packages. One was real infrastructure. That was actual infrastructure like roads and bridges and things like that. And the and pipelines, too, were in that. The other one was this boondoggle that Biden rammed through with only Democratic votes. That was the one you're talking about with all the ridiculous amount of money to it. So just a couple of fact checks for you there, Mike, just so you know.
Well, the first one was the one that put us over the top inflation-wise, and it took 10 Republicans and both of our senators voted for it, and it was the beginning of inflation in this country.
Well, I think Biden's election was the beginning of inflation in this country. It started even before that. But certainly the amount of spending is adding to it, no doubt about it. Biden's spending is driving inflation. You're 100% right. No doubt about it. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 701-271-1100. Best way I can explain this, and by the way, we're going to talk to Jeff Sugar later on in the program. Jeff Sugar is with the an organization that is building a carbon dioxide storage project in McLean County. They just got approval for that from the North Dakota Industrial Commission. So we'll talk with Jeff a little bit about all of these questions and valid points. I mean, I think there's no, you know, hard right or wrong, no black, no white. You know, there everybody's got decent points on these things. There's no doubt about it. I think the question is, do we have the ability to opt out of all the ESG crap when all the investment is tied to it? Okay? In addition to the fact that the regulation that's coming, we don't have that level of power to opt out of it. We're not big enough to just say, no, screw you. We're not doing this ESG. So we got to play the game. And North Dakota and unique geology found a way for us to play the game. We can take the CO2 and we can store it. So I consider that great innovation. I consider that a blessing that our geology can do it. Now, you can think the CO2 going into the ground and being stored is stupid, but it gets us the ability to live to fight another day in the energy world. That's the best way I can explain why I think this makes perfect sense. Back to the Trump question. Texter says, sorry, but if you're basing your vote of no on tweets, name-calling, great policies versus incoherent speech and rambling, falling up and down stairs, falling economy, inflation, failed world policy with possible war on horizon, possible crime family, agree with you. You know, and maybe things get bad enough where some of the mushy middle understands that. Maybe that will finally be the trick that will get us there. Another listener, Cream Cheese Mike Pence came out the other day, criticized Trump for endangering him and his family on January 6th. What a crock from a gutless bloody wonder. The Democrats would steamroll that airhead if he was ever elected. That's one thing, and it goes back to the clip we played at the beginning of the hour, where you have to give Trump credit, for sure. on saying, you know what? If I don't show this level of fight, they destroy you. Look what they did to me, and I fight. I have to fight. And there is a strong argument for that, for sure. Trump's recent attack on Kayleigh McEnany is, to put it blunt, insane. That was a little weird. I agree.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.